The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take 2 Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. It's great to be with you this 5th of May, 2018. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for, oh my gosh, let's see, how long have we been here? I've been here in the Miami Valley, 35 years, and behind this marvelous microphone of WHIO AM 1290 and News 95.7 going on 22 years. 23 years now we're going on. I've been here, and I'd like to thank Health Foods Limited for sponsoring this show, because they have sponsored this show every week, every month, every year from the beginning. In fact, this month is their anniversary sale, and I was out there earlier a few days ago, and I couldn't wait for the sale. I needed some fresh produce and some things like that, and so I went ahead anyway. I didn't want to wait for the sale, but those sales are just phenomenal out there. So I'd say if you have time, no, make time to go out there. They are truly an asset to our community and very knowledgeable, and they got great products anywhere from dog food. But also I like the things they have for washing clothes and things like that. Personal care items. All kinds of foods, all kinds of vitamins. It's a great place to go to. And I know they're going to have samples this month, so if you get a chance, head on out there. And I am Dr. Merkel. What's the purpose of us being here? Our goal or mission is to help you be healthier, to take better care of yourself. No matter where you are in life, there are things you can do to be healthier if you choose. And that's why we're here. And it is really an honor to be with you, no matter where you're listening on AM 1290 or FM 95.7 or on the internet. Yes, when you're on vacation anywhere around the world, if you got internet, you can listen to this marvelous radio station on WHIO.com, News Talk Radio, WHIO.com, take your pick. And these shows on Ask the Experts are on MP3. And our website, my website of Take 2 Healthcare, has these MP3s available you can download. So anywhere, if you happen to miss one, you can go back, or if there's certain topics you'd like to hear, you can review those. You can go to our website at Take 2 Healthcare, and we'd be, there's all kinds of information there, Take2Healthcare.com. There's testimonials, there's cases, there's, you can learn more about the doctors, as well as there's newsletters, all kinds of information to help you become informed, to help you on your quest for better health. And we got a good show for you today. We're going to talk about chronic pain here in just a little bit, and things that you can do. Because chronic pain, we've been hearing about opioids, which are narcotics, and the tremendous impact it's having on our country. But I just had a thought. Where'd the flu go? Where'd the flu go? How come the flu lands on us in November, December, January, and February, and then it just mysteriously disappears? It just poof goes away. Why? Why? All these doctors and organizations are so anxious to get these shots in us and all these drugs in us. Well, why don't they figure out that question? Why does it just land on us in a few months and then mysteriously disappear? And why is it related to the weather? Why is it related to the weather? Why don't we have a flu epidemic during the summer? How come no brainiac or any researcher said, well, why does it only happen during the winter and not during the summer? Well, maybe it's not because of a virus that jumps on us, but maybe it's a condition of our bodies are a problem. I was reading on the internet, you know, I believe everything I read on the internet, just joking, but on the internet, I read where there are, scientists are amazed that there are millions or billions A virus is dropping from the sky every day. Huh. Billions of viruses dropping from the sky. They used to think that maybe they went from the sky, from the ground up, but now they're thinking they're in the atmosphere and they're dropping down. Those millions of viruses every day. How come we're not getting sick? Or how come these viruses don't keep us sick all the time? Why doesn't flu make us sick all the time when the viruses are here all the time? It's not the virus just disappears and blows over to China and then they're in China looking to see what's going to blow over the United States in 6 months. I'd have to talk to a weather person or somebody who knows more than I do. But does it really take 6 months for the air from China to blow over the United States? That doesn't make sense. And so why? Why does it just drop on us? And why don't all these viruses make us sick all the time? Why? Because it is... Well, here's what I say during my lectures. The condition of the body is more important than the name of the disease. The condition of the body is more important than the name of the disease. Our body, if our body's healthy, flu doesn't get us. Colds don't get us. And whatever these millions of viruses that are dropping on us, we don't get it because our immune systems are strong enough to keep us healthy, to keep us from getting sick. Just like we don't get the flu during the summer because our immune systems are stronger during the summer. Why aren't they during the winter? Well, we're inside more. We're not getting fresh air. We're not getting the vitamin D. Even going to our car, we're getting a little vitamin D just being out and reflecting from things like that. We get a little vitamin D. But as the sun goes down, we don't get as much vitamin D. And maybe, in fact, I know studies have shown just taking vitamin D during the wintertime would reduce flus. Reduce the duration and severity of flus, and I've read better than the flu shot. And they're not even really sure. Do you remember I read a study of where a medical doctor commented that people say that the flu shot has a 20% effectiveness, which isn't great, but they still, wow, that still could save thousands of people from problems, thousands of people. So 20%, but then he said, that's a statistical number. He said what it really works out to is when you look at all the numbers of the people who would get the flu and what the vaccine actually does. This is on a med page blog. He said the research actually shows that if the flu shot works, it helps only one out of every 100 people that take it. That the flu shot helps only is a benefit to only one out of every 100 people. Reminds me, I know Dave and Jan Murphy are going to be in after my show. What happens if they can only fix your car one out of every 100 times, or there's only a benefit every one out of 100 times you took your car in to their station? They'd be out of business. But still, the flu shot, there's way too much money in a flu shot. If you took the money out of the flu shot, would the medical profession be recommending it? If the politicians didn't make money from the flu shot, would they be recommending it? Probably not, would they? Unfortunately, it's too much about the money. Oh, wow. Okay. Pain. Wow, pain. And I know right now we're in the midst of a narcotic opioid epidemic. Narcotics are opioids. We used to call them narcotics years ago. Those are opioids. Very addicting. And why are we having so much trouble? You know, when I was thinking about pain, there's a verse came to my mind, a Bible verse about pain. Whenever I hear pain, this verse comes to my mind, and here it is. Jabez cried out to God, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free of pain. Keep me from harm so that I may not be in pain." You know, when I think about Jabez years and years ago, or a thousand years ago when he was alive, that the harm he was looking at was probably an ox cart falling on him, or a horse stepping on his foot, or, I don't know, falling off a cliff, or some enemy attacking him, or a wild animal, is probably more a traumatic thing like that. But what's the pain that we have today? Well, unfortunately, when I see, that you had blessed me and enlarged my territory, most of you out there, and it's something I have to keep an eye on too, most of us have enlarged the wrong territory. Yes, our bodies are too big. We have way too much territory that we are walking around with. You know what that territory, all that extra weight does to us? Our bodies are designed for a proper ideal body weight. If you got more than you need, more than you should have, guess what your body's going to do? It's going to wear out, deteriorate way too fast. Think about what would happen to your car. Suppose that your body weight is supposed to be, you're 5'8", and you're supposed to be 150 pounds, but you're 250 pounds. Let's just say that whatever that works out to, you're 30% more than it's supposed to be. Suppose you take a car that weighs 2,000 pounds, or I don't know how much a car weighs. Let's say it weighs 3,000 pounds, and you decide to carry 3,000 pounds of extra weight on it. What's that going to do to the shocks, the tires, the other parts, the motor, the engine? Do you think it's going to last as long? No, it's not. And the more overweight you are, the shorter your life's going to be, period. And if you are overweight, you're not going to live an optimal lifespan because your body is going to deteriorate according to the extra mass that you carry. And your joints are going to wear out. Oh, they do great replacing knees and hips right now. But even if you're overweight, those replacement joints aren't going to last as long either. Not only that, but your heart, liver, lungs, and kidneys are all designed for proper body weight. And if you're making your heart work 30% harder, your kidneys, liver, lungs work 30% harder, what do you think is going to happen there? Yeah, it's not going to last very long, is it? Suppose your heart is supposed to beat at 60 beats a minute. And because of whatever overweight or poor health habits you have, your heart is beating 80 beats a minute. Only 20 beats a minute more. You know, that's about 30,000 beats a day more than it should be. If you're at 20, if you're at 80 versus 60, that's like 20,000 or more beats than it's supposed to. And here's a fact. The faster your heart beats, the faster you die. And so if you're carrying that extra weight, your body's got to manage that. It's got to provide nutrients to it. It's got to eliminate the waste products and all that stuff. And so your heart has to work a lot harder the more you weigh. Everything has to work a lot harder. So you're not going to live a long life. And because of the choices you've made to allow yourself to get overweight, you're going to be in pain. Chronic fatigue. If your heart's beating fast, you're going to have chronic fatigue. If your heart is beating too fast, you're going to have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia because all of your energy is going to your heart beating. So you need to get your body healthy, your heart rate will come down, your blood pressure is going to come down, and it may be very simple. And sometimes the solution to even serious problems can be simple, safe, and natural. But you got to get tested, find out what's going on. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. I'm Dr. Merkel.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Who Mary Taylor stands with should tell you a lot. For president, Taylor refused to endorse Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. The co-chairman of the Republican National Committee said Taylor was missing in action during Trump's campaign. Mary Taylor stood with Barack Obama, supporting his expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. And Taylor stood for bigger government when she voted for a $2 billion tax increase. You just can't trust Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine is the proven conservative for governor. He took on the Obama administration and won, stopping Obama's immigration plan, fighting against Obamacare. Mike DeWine endorsed Trump for president. He's fighting in court for the president's travel ban that will keep us safe and cracking down on sanctuary cities. That's why Mike DeWine has been endorsed by the Ohio Republican Party and Ohio Right to Life.
Not Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine, the rock-solid conservative you can trust for governor.
Paid for by DeWine Houston for Ohio, Jennifer Best, Treasurer.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
Inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
Now through May 31st, bring home Unstoppable. Choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying Trane system. Visit traininfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
My name is John from Springfield, Ohio. After I go in there, the tooth is pulled, the implant is in, the tooth is on, and I'm walking out of there 2 hours later with a usable tooth.
And the final results?
Well, the teeth look great, they feel great, I can eat anything, they're easy to clean. This is the fourth tooth I've had done.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Mother's Day is the perfect time to show the women in your life how much they mean to you. EDC has unique gifts starting at $99, plus great deals for the most special one of all. Qualifying purchases receive Gigi's Cupcakes to complete the perfect day. Show mom the love with EDC.
If you or a loved one are a victim of a surgical or anesthesia mistake, brain injury or paralysis, birth injury, late diagnosis or cerebral palsy, or wrongful death, Elk & Elk's medical team uncovers medical mistakes. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. Our website is take2healthcare.com. You can spell that however you want. Take Two is the number two, or T-O or T-O-O, healthcare.com. And you can find out. We got some awesome doctors. Dr. Yaley, who had her baby, by the way. Dr. Yaley had her baby. I hear she's doing fine. And very happy. Congratulations to the Dr. Yaley. And she is certified in thermography. She's probably going to take a couple weeks off here, so give her a little break there. And we've got Dr. Marchek and Dr. Dyer, who are both board certified in acupuncture and both board certified in clinical nutrition. They've worked really hard for those degrees, and they are very, very well qualified. And very exciting to have them, all three of them, in with our business. But let's go back to pain. And some of you know, maybe you know, that I lecture around the country. If I'm not here on the radio, I may be lecturing, teaching continuing education credits to other doctors around the country. And one of the doctors, after listening to me, fell about 60 years of age. He does what I recommend, what I teach. And here's what he emails me back. He says, first, I want to thank you for changing my life. Wow. Thank you for changing my life. He said, goes on to say, I was living in chronic pain for 7 years from severe neck pain. Chronic pain for 7 years, severe neck pain. Now, after being after getting the testing and getting the report and following the diet, taking the vitamins, etc., in 2 months, Now I'm going to quote, in 2 months, I am now off Percocet, Valium, and narcotics, which are opioids. Watching my own chronic pain lessen, I've begun testing my patients. He said, I'm so excited to bring this to all of my patients. Wow. I know some of you people out there have been in pain for many, many years. What would happen if in 2 months you had no pain? That neck pain you've had for years and years and years is gone. And as a result, you didn't need the drugs. Wow, that'd be pretty amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about some actual things you can do and some actual things that you can do that just might be your ticket to easing up your pain, relieving the pain, maybe completely, and getting off the drugs. What a concept, getting off drugs. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WHIO is Dayton.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowern and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach, and I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story we're following this hour. More from the scene in Miamisburg, where investigators searching for evidence in the whereabouts of Chelsea Coe.
Dry for now, but the chances for rain and storms return. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. So far, it's looking all clear out there as far as your driving conditions go. Not seeing any accidents or slowdowns that you're going to need to worry about as you're heading out this afternoon. And our top story, a lot of attention being directed to one Miamisburg neighborhood where the search is continuing for a missing woman, Chelsea Coe.
Investigators here at the Miamisburg Police Department at this point have not said who their person of interest in this case is or what evidence they've collected, but the former police chief I spoke with this evening says there's got to be a reason. Investigators have now spent 2 days tearing a property apart.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy says that former chief says he believes investigators are looking for evidence of a crime and likely looking for Coe's body, something that investigators at the scene have not commented on. Well, Dayton cops think they have their man in a string of fires that began in November.
Cops say 30-year-old John Searles admitted to setting six separate arson fires in the Twin Towers, Burkhart, and Old North Dayton neighborhoods. Searles was arrested on Wednesday on unrelated charges.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto. He says his bond is set at $25,000. Well, a West Carrollton cop is expected to be okay after he accidentally shot himself at a shooting range.
West Carrollton police said the officer was trying to holster his gun during a training exercise in Franklin when the gun went off. That officer sustained a leg injury but is expected to be okay. He's described as a 10-year veteran of the West Carrollton department.
That's WHIO's Sean Cudahy with team coverage. Now, let's get a look at that exclusive weather forecast. Here's meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast, down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is looking all clear throughout the Miami Valley. A little bit of overcast in the skies from the looks of things. It's 64 degrees in Troy, 63 in Springfield, and 64 here in Dayton. That's 1132. I'm Jonah Andy on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
On May 8th, there's a clear choice. D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary Clinton 962 times.
Mary Taylor will stand with President Trump to ban sanctuary cities.
D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary for gun bans.
Mary Taylor will protect the Second Amendment.
D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary for trillions of debt.
Mary Taylor will end Kasich's Obamacare expansion and stop Common Core.
Here's your choice. D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary Clinton 962 times. He's been too liberal for too long.
Mary Taylor is made tough. Pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Mary Taylor will fight for us.
I'm Mary Taylor, and I'm the only conservative in this race. I'll stand with President Trump to ban sanctuary cities, and I'll end John Kasich's Obamacare expansion.
On May 8th, vote Mary Taylor. Endorsed by the American Conservative Union. Taylor's the strong leader Ohio needs. Paid for by Taylor Estruth for Ohio.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning. It's still good morning. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. It's great to be with you this day of Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, 2018. And I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. We've been talking about pain. And sometimes the solution, even with severe pain, can be simple, safe, natural, easy to do. But I want to talk about some options you might have or think about if you have pain. And some cases come to my mind. Years ago, over 35 years ago, I was working at a clinic in Illinois, and a girl came in. Actually, her mother brought her daughter in, who was about 17 years of age. About a year before she came in, she was in a severe auto accident. This young girl, I'll call her Michelle, was driving, and she hit a tree. At that time, she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, And she went through the windshield, but her leg got wrapped around the steering wheel. And it, well, all said and done, she broke, had several fractures, broke her pelvis in six places, had severe, lots of lacerations, internal injuries. She nearly died. The emergency room, the medical doctors did an amazing job putting that girl together. And even though she had a few scars, she's still a pretty girl. And but she was in extreme pain. She was on Tylenol 3 and other pain meds, opioids, narcotics at that time. And even then, she was basically a zombie. Her eyes were glazed over. She could hardly, she slurred her words. She couldn't hardly walk. She was in such severe pain. And her mother brought her in, wondering if we could do anything, because medically they had nothing to help this girl, and except more pain meds, which obviously she's 17, can't live her whole life on pain meds. And so I was fresh out of school, and I probably didn't know enough not to be a little frightened of such a severe case. But I examined her, and okay, x-ray showed that her pelvis, you know, if you put your two fingers together, fingertips together, and you slide one up and move it over an inch, that is what her pubic bone looked like. She had fractures in her pelvis that they didn't even mess with because they're trying to keep her alive. And so they didn't reduce some of the fractures. And so her spine was just a crooked mess, and her pelvis was severely distorted. And I could barely even touch her back to examine it, let alone adjust it. But I told the mother and the daughter sitting there, even though she's kind of glassy, I said, I don't know if I can help her. I'd say, let's try it for 3 or 4 weeks, but I'm going to need to adjust her twice a day, 5 days a week. And they lived about 45 minutes away. Mother said, okay. Now, the adjustment was extremely mild because I could hardly touch her. And even though there was a lot of displacements, severe misalignments, not total dislocation, but misalignments, I could only do just very little bit because of extreme spasms and extreme pain. Make long story short, within 3 months, she was off all pain meds. And she was like 90% better, 95% better. So the point is, if you're in severe pain, maybe you need to see a chiropractor. There are probably a couple hundred chiropractors listening to this, or within range of this radio program. And my office and our doctors are in Centerville, and I know it's too far away for a lot of you, so there are a lot of good chiropractors around. And contact your neighbors, talk to your family and friends, see who they go to, and give it a try. Usually within a few treatments, usually 3 to 5 treatments or less, you're going to know if it helps, which goes back to another story. I saw a young girl about 2 years of age. And when I walked in the room, the mother and her daughter was there, and this little girl had a black and blue area, a large, maybe 2 inches across, on her forehead. She's like 2 years of age. Between her eyes on her forehead was this big black and blue area. Now, college, you're trained about, you know, child abuse and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, what do we have here? And the mother says her daughter has such extreme sized pain or pain in her head that she actually beats her head on the floor or the wall because of such extreme pain. And she brought her daughter in to see me because the doctors have no idea what to do. None of the drugs are working. And now they want to drill out this little 2-year-old girl's sinuses. The mother said her father had it done and he was not any better. In fact, he was worse after they drilled his sinuses out. And wanted to know if I could do anything for a daughter. I go, like I usually do for everybody, I don't know. We'll try it for a couple visits. Try it and see what happens, but I don't know. I have no guarantees that I can fix anything. And I have no idea if I can help this little girl. Let's try it. So when I examined this little girl, they call it palpation. It's like feeling with intelligence and understanding. And so I seen this little girl's neck, and I thought, that didn't feel exactly right there. It's a little bit, the top vertebrae in her neck felt a little shifted, just a little bit. And so I told the mother I'm going to adjust it. And I said, it's going to look like I'm just kind of playing with her. So I took a little special contact with my fingertips, and I just basically rocked her head. I just told the little girl, I'm just going to play with your head, just moving back and forth like you're a doll. And while I was doing that, just moving it back and forth very gently, we heard a click. Now, in my offices at that time, I didn't have any music. I just liked to be able to focus, so I didn't want any distractions. And so the mother was right there with me, very close, seeing what I was doing with her daughter, and she heard a little click too, just a little click. And I said, that's all, we're done. That was on a Friday. I said, come back Monday, and I'd like to check her again, see how she's doing. So Monday comes along, I walk into the treatment room, and there's this little girl running around the table as fast as you can, and when she saw me, she started laughing and carrying on, and the mother is just beaming. And I said, what happened? She said about an hour after I adjusted her, stuff started coming out of her nose. All kinds of crap came out of her nose, and she's been perfectly fine ever since. Wow. One adjustment took care of this little girl's severe sinus problems. Did we change her life? Her mother's life with one little adjustment? Maybe that's all it'll take with you too. I don't know. Maybe you need a blood test like this other guy did. You might have some deficiency, imbalance, whatever. I don't know. But you can't know until you see somebody who's going to have a different look at it. Now, at our clinic, I can't tell you. I'm not an acupuncturist, so I can't. I don't do it. But Dr. Dyer and Dr. Marchek, both board certified in acupuncture, and they both have great stories, cases about pain relief from acupuncture. So I feel like at our clinic, we got a whole range of things. You know, the nutritional deficiencies or imbalances can cause an inability to repair properly. And that's why we do the testing. You might be doing what you think is right, but if you got a nutritional imbalance or deficiency, you're not going to get any better. I had a lady who had extreme fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And we tested her and found that she was very low in vitamin D, but she says, wait a minute, I'm taking vitamin D. I said, what you're taking isn't working. What you're taking is dust. And so the blood test shows that what you're doing is working or not. Maybe you're taking vitamins, but they're not working for you. I'm not saying the brand is bad, but there's always some brand that somebody can't take. That's why you got to test. And maybe the testing will find something simple and easy that can fix your problem. Pretty amazing, huh? And then we go to my mom. And it's going to be Mother's Day here pretty quick. So this is a topic that's dear to all of us because we all have mothers and we all want to take care of them. Well, a few years ago, my mom had a knee replacement. That went very well. And now she's 84, and she's got a hip problem. And, you know, things I did were help a little bit, but she got to the point where she was using a wheelchair, and whenever she's out with friends, always using a walker and a cane. And I said, Mom, go get a hip replacement. So she went back to the same doctor, and the doctor said, yep, you got bone on bone, and yep, you need a hip replacement, but Medicare won't pay for it. You're too old. I thought, darn it, but I understand mom's already lived longer than the average lifespan for a female, 84. If Medicare pays for hip replacement, guess who's going to last longer, my mom or the hip replacement? Yeah, I understand, you know, you got to ration care, you got to spend government money properly and with reason, and so I understand. I'm not bitter, I'm not mad or anything. My mom is 84. She's 86 now, and too old for the government to pay for hip replacement, okay? I get it. That $15,000 would be better spent on maybe a young child with a birth defect or something like that. I get it. I understand, and I'm not bitter or mad at all. You have to use healthcare dollars the most efficient and the things that's going to have the best long-term benefit, my mom or a baby. Not hard for me at all. And so Well, they wanted to do a shot into her hip, see if that would help. Well, my mom, our family doesn't respond to drugs very well. And so I told my mom, let me see what I can do. And so I've got PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, which has been around for about 30, 40 years. It's been approved by the FDA. It's been known for years. It was approved by the FDA years ago because it helped heal non-union fractures. The worst of the worst fractures, this PEMF could actually initiate the healing process and get the bones to regenerate, promote stem cells so the bones would heal. Is that cool or what? And so this PEMF is able to stimulate stem cell production, and these stem cells are things that can make bone, muscle, joints, ligaments, anything, heart muscle, brain cells, etc. Stem cells can do anything. And so I said, okay, mom, let's do the PEMF. Now, the research and all the protocols I'd seen were 10-minute treatments. And you're supposed to do it 3 or 4 times a week. Well, my mom lives 2 hours away, and that's not convenient. And so I took it up there over a holiday, and I had mom on it for 3 hours. Had her on it the next day for 3 hours. And the next day was Sunday, and we went to church. And mom didn't even use the wheelchair to go in like she had been. Didn't even use a walker. Didn't even use a cane. And we got in the car and said, mom, you forgot your walker. She said, you know, I'm not having any pain. I don't think I'm going to take it. Not even your cane. I think I'm doing fine. I don't need it. Wow, that was 2 years ago. We found out with my work that the PEMF works extremely well, but I've had to change the protocols. When I come back from this next break, I'm going to give you the protocols that we use that have been extremely helpful for many people with some severe degenerative conditions of many problems. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain Protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Who Mary Taylor stands with should tell you a lot. For president, Taylor refused to endorse Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. The co-chairman of the Republican National Committee said Taylor was missing in action during Trump's campaign. Mary Taylor stood with Barack Obama, supporting his expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. And Taylor stood for bigger government when she voted for a $2 billion tax increase. You just can't trust Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine is the proven conservative for governor. He took on the Obama administration and won, stopping Obama's immigration plan, fighting against Obamacare. Mike DeWine endorsed Trump for president. He's fighting in court for the president's travel ban that will keep us safe and cracking down on sanctuary cities. That's why Mike DeWine has been endorsed by the Ohio Republican Party and Ohio Right to Life.
Not Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine, the rock-solid conservative you can trust for governor.
Paid for by DeWine Houston for Ohio, Jennifer Best, Treasurer.
Save big on your home improvement projects now during Menards Super Sale. Update your bathroom with Sterling. The Meritor sliding glass shower door has a cushion track. Right now, only $219. The Sterling Finesse bypass shower door has a brushed nickel frame with clear tempered glass. Pick it up today for just $409. Menards Super Sale is going on now through May 6th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards. Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at CraftsmanHome.com. That's CraftsmanHome.com.
When it comes to catching a big one, luck is on your side at Miami Valley Gaming. Because on May 26, you could win a brand new fishing boat or 20 grand. Now that's a catch. So get ready to catch the excitement and come down to Miami Valley Gaming May 26, and you could reel in a brand new boat or $20,000 cash.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Where can you find a delicious burger or chicken sandwich with crinkle cut fries and a drink for only $5? Say hello to Frisch's $5 combo deal. Now say hello to five delicious Frisch's favorites. What's up, brawny lad? Hey there, buddy boy. Yodelay hee-hoo, Swiss miss. How you doing, quarter pound cheeseburger? Looking good, spicy chicken sandwich. No matter how you say it, they're all Frisch's favorites. So come in or drive through and say hello to a Frisch's $5 combo deal today.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Wondering if your old cooling unit is going to squeak by this summer? Don't! With up to $1,650 in cool cash rebates, there's never been a better time to explore the full line of Carrier innovations. Ask the experts at Allied Services, Inc. how an efficient home comfort system by Carrier can reduce your monthly energy bills through the life of your system. But don't wait. Your cool cash window closes soon. Turn to the experts. Visit heating-air-conditioning-dayton.com or call 937-836-5191.
Old man winter has come and gone. The sun is out and the birds are singing. Are you ready for spring, but your lawn is not? The experts at Lifestyles Lawn Care can help. Lifestyles Lawn Care wants to make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. From lawn mowing starting at only $29.95 to spring maintenance, we can maintain your lawn while you spend more time with your friends and loved ones. Don't spend long hot days tending to your lawn. Visit our Facebook page or call 949-7664 today. Lifestyles Lawn Care. Lifestyles made simple.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. And every Saturday, 11 to noon, right here, the best information you can get on healthcare. And it is real, it's live, and we're right here in Dayton, Ohio. And I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited. And again, May is their anniversary sale. Get out there. And truly, it's truly an asset. And tell them you listen to the radio show. It's nice that they get feedback from that. But we're talking about what can you do for pain relief, PEMF. We had a lady who had severe knee pain. She's a waitress. And she had, I mean, we had done adjusted the knees, put therapy on it and different things, and nothing really worked that well. It would work for a short time, but then pain would be back. And she was limping in. And when we first got this machine, we just had some of our worst patients come in and try it. That was it. Just come in and try it. So she came in and limping around with, you know, severe knee pain and stuff. And had her at that time, we had her do it for 10 minutes. And she got up with tears in her eyes and said, "The pain is gone." I go, "What? The pain is gone." And we've had other people like that with many different problems where it just helps heal the pain. And what we found that what works best is to start off with 20 hours, 2 hours at a time, and try and get those 20 hours in 2 weeks. And that's generally when we get things going the best and have the best results and best response. And we've had some amazing cases over the years. My mom gets treated about 2 to 3 hours every 2 or 3 months. Whenever she happens to be around, I'll be heading up over Mother's Day to and bring the machine so she can get a couple hours of treatment there. And but it works. It just helps to regenerate better. There is no other treatment like this. You don't have to take your clothes off. It's been known to help people, women with bladder control, men and women with bladder control problems. Helps cut down on, hate to be disgusting now, but the number of Depends they use. And it's helped sexual dysfunction in men. And we've had some people, this one fellow I'm thinking of, and you might be listening, Richard, with a weird neurological disease, just started losing muscle strength and mobility, flexibility. Now, he's been using it for about, 2 years now. It's amazing how much more mobile he is. He's getting around better. He looks better. He talks better. It's still not perfect, but it has been, at least he's not deteriorating, and he's slowly improving. Now, here's one that I'm also actually a little hesitant to, I don't even have time to go over right now because my time is over. But there are some amazing things it could do. Give us a call, 937 that's my phone number, 433-3241, our website, take2healthcare.com. I'm Dr. Merkel. Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, pray for our country, kiss your mother, and by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.